Well, Virginia Pitremarquis is a journalist with Al Jazeera Online. And as recently, you've just returned from the refugee camps in Chad. Thank you very much for joining us in the set. Can you just tell us a little bit about what you saw in these refugee camps and I guess, the conditions that they are facing there?
Yeah, I mean, the conditions are absolutely dire. I mean, as just you mentioned, there are 100,000 people who actually fled violence from Sudan, specifically Darfur in the case of Chad. They have absolutely nothing, like you name it, water, toilet, shelters. They need everything possible, imaginable. And we have been talking with women who had barely been able to feed their children for days. We're talking about a woman who fled her village after her husband was shot dead in front of her, and she was able to just get, you know, one blanket for her three children. So these are the kind of refugees you see who literally fled in a state of absolute emergency and immediately without any warning. And, I mean, the UN are, of course, doing as much as they can. WFP has been able to give some rationing for about 50,000 people, but they can do that only for a month. Now they need fundings for the next 6 months. The UNHCR is also working around the clock to provide first aid, humanitarian aid. But of course, they have another logistical challenge, which is to relocate all these 100,000 deeper into the country. And this is for two main reasons. One is security, because fighting is still ongoing along the border. Mm. And you're literally there and you hear gunfire just across the border for how close you are. And then, and the last reason is due to rain season, which is due to start in 4 weeks' time. And by then, whoever is going to be along the border is going to be completely isolated due to rivers which are going to form on that side of the country.
And I guess before they even get there, there's the journey from that they've had to make from Sudan. Can you tell us a bit about some of the stories you heard about, you know, them trying to escape the fighting?
Yeah, well, so that's another grim story. Well, these 100,000, we know that 90% are women and children. And that already tells you a pretty grim story, because the absence of men in the camps, it's pretty unsettling. And we know, we have heard that this is because they have been left behind either to protect the land or to fight. So escaping is not everybody managed to escape, either because they stayed or because they couldn't. And the other problem is that we know that there is a complete communication blackout from certain cities in West Darfur, specifically El Geneina, the capital. It's at least since May 19 that we have barely any information from there. And we have heard accounts of people who literally escaped just thanks to a smuggler who bring them, and they're just running, escaping literally gunfire behind them.
What about some of the accounts that you heard about the situation in Darfur, where the violence has, I guess, taken on a slightly different dimension, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, as you mentioned, fighting in Darfur has taken its own dimension. Definitely there are cities where the confrontation is between the army and the rapid support forces, but in many villages and in many other towns, the confrontation is actually between Arab armed men and non-Arab communities. Now, this is a sort of confrontation that has been ongoing for a long time due to the competition over water and land resources mostly. But that has taken a pretty grim turn, and we have heard harrowing accounts about the fighting between these two communities, with the Arab militia with the upper hand much more well-equipped and armed. I mean, we have heard reports from El Geneina, people, 50 families hiding inside one apartment, running from one room to another one to escape bullets, because they don't know, and they have to take turns to go and fetch water once at a time, because, you know, it can be the last time.
Just some horrific stories coming out of Sudan. Thank you so much for your reporting, but also for coming in and telling us your experiences in Chad. That's Virginia Pitremarquis, a journalist with Al Jazeera Digital. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you can read Virginia's full report on our website. There it is. That's aljazeera.com.